Oh my God. Well, it's been incredible, and I knew it was going to be amazing and life-changing, but there are no words to express like what a true transformation it is. Like, first of all, giving birth was like single-handedly the most transformative experience of my life, and it's been incredible. You're going to love your baby more than anything, but like you don't know until the baby is like here. You know what I mean?
Oh,
It's
yeah, absolutely.
and it's overwhelming in all the best ways, but like I'm not gonna lie, it is very hard work.
Hi, guys. I am your host, Megan Van Dievender, and this is the Empowerhood Podcast. Empowerhood is all about empowering women no matter where you are and what season you are in life right now. We provide encouragement, inspiration, and resources to get you through anything that you might be going through. Tune in and listen to so many incredible stories from women that have failed, celebrated, thrived, made mistakes. We can all learn from each other to become the best versions of ourselves. Thank you so much for being here. Enjoy this episode.
All right. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to come back on.
Of course.
Yes, to everyone out there listening in today, we have Britt Dietz back with us. And Britt, the last time you were here, so you were pregnant, about to have your first baby. We kind of went through your whole infertility battle and then how you got pregnant naturally, and now you have a little boy. So I am so excited to hear all about your journey of becoming a mom. So what is it like? Start from the beginning.
Oh my God. Well, it's been incredible, and I knew it was going to be amazing and life-changing, but there are no words to express like what a true transformation it is. Like, first of all, giving birth was like single-handedly the most transformative experience of my life. And it's been incredible. You're gonna love your baby more than anything, but like you don't know until the baby is like here. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it's overwhelming in all the best ways, but like, I'm not gonna lie, it is very hard work. It's super hard work.
I know, and stories don't do it justice, right? Until you go through it yourself, it's like, you know, everyone's gonna tell you it's gonna hurt and it's gonna be hard, but nothing is like being in that moment of delivery.
And every day thereafter, like, just nonstop busyness, like, babies are amazingly cute, but they are a lot of work. Very demanding,
Yes.
as you know.
Yes, absolutely. So the delivery, you had a pretty good delivery though, right? Like no complications or anything?
It was incredible. It was everything that I had hoped it could be. I had really set goals for myself, and I was going into labor and birth delivery like very intentional. Like, I had a plan. I did a lot of reading and studying on hypnobirthing, which was ultimately my goal. I wanted a calm, relaxing environment, and kind of wanted to like be able to get in the zone. And I know like you can't prepare for how that is all going to play out, but it truly like exceeded my expectations. I was able to have the hypnobirth that I was hoping for. I
Awesome.
actually slept through the first part of my contractions. I didn't even know they were happening.
Wow.
My plan all along was to labor at home as long as possible before going to the hospital. And it was only a matter of like realizing I was having contractions. I was maybe home for like 2 hours. I went to the hospital and was 10 centimeters.
Oh my gosh.
I know. The transition, which I think is maybe when, is that when you're dilating to 7 centimeters, maybe?
Okay.
That period, like I think I was like downstairs in my living room about to like leave to go to the hospital in that moment, because what I read is that it's described as this like sort of how do I explain it? Like, when the woman's in transition, she's kind of just like in a zone and like can't be distracted and like totally focused. And I vividly remember being like kneeling over my couch in the living room, and my husband's like, "Come on, like let's get out the door to the hospital." And I like could not be disturbed in that moment. I was like
Yeah.
right there, just focusing on what I was feeling in my body.
Wow.
So
That's incredible. Now, I know we talked about this on the previous podcast, which I'll link your first podcast below, too, if people want to go back and hear that one first. But we talked about, you know, taking your care of yourself up to this delivery. Now, do you really think all of your workouts, all of your nutrition, all of these things really helped, all the PT work that you did help in this moment?
Absolutely. 100,000%. Definitely. I know taking care of my body, like I went my whole pregnancy, I was very active, very fit. I know it made me strong to get through labor because although I was already 10 centimeters when I got to the hospital, I ended up having to push for like 2.5 hours. Yeah. So obviously that takes a lot of like stamina and endurance to get through.
Yep.
But you know, nutritionally, like there's only so much we can control, but like nutritionally, I had a very healthy baby boy, like just perfect. So I know like everything I did, everything I fueled my body with certainly helped. The pelvic floor PT, maybe TMI, but your audience is mostly female, I assume. Like
mostly moms, yes.
Mostly moms. I didn't have any tearing or anything, so I'm really confident that the pelvic floor PT kind of helped yes. prep my body for that. And I also think it helped make the recovery.
I was going to ask that next. Yeah. Recovery.
Really, really, really helpful. Yeah.
Awesome. Wow. All right. So you got through your delivery. You took the baby home. You know, what were your expectations versus reality, you know, when you took Weston home?
You know, you hear about like the baby blues and you hear about postpartum depression and all of that. And even like the doctor and the nurses, they'll talk to you after you have the baby. They'll be like, hey, like, just want to let you know this is very possible. This could happen. And I think I got to say, I had an attitude of, oh, that's not going to happen to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's not going to happen to me. I'm a very positive person. I work out. I have lots of endorphins. I have lots of like good energy and a good mindset. And I like about weeks 2 and 3 postpartum, I definitely got hit with a case of the baby blues and cried at least once a day. Yeah. Luckily, fortunately, like it kind of like came and went within 2 weeks and I felt better. But I think like I wish doctors and nurses would kind of preface it as like, this is going to happen to you. This is yeah. like 99.9% probably going to happen to you just because the hormone crash after having a baby is like nothing else you'll ever experience in your life. So, yeah. Definitely had my moments of like crying every day, worrying about like what's going to happen to my fitness business, like what's going to happen to my career. Like I started thinking out, like I had this little baby that was relying on me and I was worrying about what was going to happen 6 months from now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I will say like once I would give into the tears each day and just kind of let it out, I did pretty much always feel better after that. And
yeah.
I do have like a strong supportive husband who was understanding. He yeah. like did a bit of reading before I had the baby. So he kind of knew like what to expect, that this was probably going to happen. And he was supportive and he could also recognize like the instances where he was like, I got the baby, go up and take a nap. You yeah. need sleep. Because
yeah.
also with the baby blues and those emotions, like you're fighting fatigue and exhaustion and, yeah. you know, sleep deprivation is, it's wild. It's no joke.
Yeah.
So, which you yeah. know as a sleep consultant.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, sleep in itself, you're going to start feeling, you know, depression either way. And then you add in a new little one and your hormones are all out of balance. You know, it's kind of inevitable, whether it be, you know, really light baby blues or, you know, a stronger postpartum depression. But yeah, I definitely cried a lot. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. And it's just such an overwhelming experience going into motherhood. Would you say that? Like just all these changes to not only your body and your recovery, but like you have to take care of this little one now. And like yeah. you said, there are other things in life that you have a full passion for. And it's hard not to think of those things, especially when you feel overwhelmed in that moment. Like if you're thinking like, I'm so exhausted, I'm taking care of this baby. How am I supposed to do my career? How am I supposed to own another business? It's hard to stay in that moment and just like, you know, let one day go at a time. I totally understand oh, yeah. that. Yeah.
Yep. And even still, my son is 8 months now, and in case you don't know, I am a full-time teacher. I teach at Shenandoah, and I've extended my maternity leave a few times, so I'm very fortunate to still be on maternity leave. But I have my fitness business in addition to my teaching career, and it's like I feel like this constant tug of war between, like, I'm home, I got to focus on my fitness business, I got to grow my fitness business, I want to focus on doing all the things to help build my brand. I'm torn between that and also, like, wait, my baby is only going to be a baby for so long, and I want to, like, soak it up and be in the moment, and I want to give him my undivided attention and don't want to worry about, like, checking emails and messages and DMs and content and doing all the things that are on my plate. So yeah. Already, with an infant, I know moms, you feel like that tug of war constantly.
And yeah, it is. It's a constant tug of war. But I mean, you really do have to just live and learn by it. I mean, I know as an entrepreneur, I feel like I've made horrible mistakes, you know, when my daughter was younger, you know, maybe not prioritizing her the way I should have, or in my mind, I wasn't. You know, we're hard on ourselves as moms and especially as entrepreneurs. But the good news is you can keep adjusting and making changes. And, you know, even just like with us moving here, I made the change and the priority to work less, you know, and be able to be there for her after school hours, you know, stuff like that. So there are ways that you can kind of, and he's 8 months old. You have so much time to figure it out. And you know, it's nothing is permanent, right? You always have the choice to make a change and to, like, to rebalance, you know, reprioritize. So stay encouraged.
Yep. I'm just trying to keep up with my son. Like, another thing that's been, again, it's something, you know, going into parenthood, they say, like, babies change so quickly. Mm-hmm. Everything changes. Like, I can't keep up with him. Like, he definitely changes quickly. And just as you kind of get used to, like, a pattern or a routine, like, he has a growth spurt and then changes. So
I know that first year is a roller coaster. Really, the first, like, 3 years, I say, are like a roller coaster. It slows down a little bit, but they still change really fast. And it's in a different way, but it's always, you have to be on your toes forever. Oh, yeah. Forever. I wish I could tell you it gets easier, but it doesn't. So what are some of your favorite things that you love about being a mom now?
My gosh, where do I even begin? I don't know. I just, like, I really, like, cherish the little things, and I'm definitely conscious of stopping and smelling the roses. Like, it could be the simplest thing, but, like, I might be in my kitchen, like, prepping sweet potatoes for the baby or washing dishes, and, like, he'll be over in his little saucer table, like the little activity center, and I'll just look over and he'll be, like, either busy playing or smiling at me or laughing at, you know, like, I dropped something last week and was like, oopsie, that was slippery. And then, like, every time I said oopsie and slippery, he would, like, laugh hysterically. And, like, oh my gosh, like, or even just, like, if I'm doing something and if Justin is with the baby and I can, like, see all the love and, like, the fun happening there, like, I just think to myself, I'm like, oh my God, these are the good old days. I am living in the good old days right now. And I try to, like, capture it in my brain, in my memories, so that I can, like, hold on to this, because it's really special.
It's so special. Definitely. Yeah. And that year, the first year, it's all, every year is great, right? There's always something, like, good happening. But that first year, just so many milestones happen. You really do have to capture it and just, like, get it on film, get it on in camera and in your memory too, you know, just remember it, because it does go by so fast.
Well, I will say, I feel so fortunate that we live in the era of smartphones, and I can't even count how many pictures and videos I take each day. Like, when I think of when we were babies and little kids, and our parents had to, like, break out the big video, like, you know, like, the video camera was in, like, a briefcase. I feel like my parents brought that thing to Disney World when I was a kid. Like,
yeah, every soccer game. Yep.
It fits in our pockets. So we are very lucky to have the ability to easily capture these, like, home videos.
Totally. We still, like, Gray still loves to go back and watch videos of when she was a baby. And then it, like, makes me all sad and I, like, cry. And but it is. It's so cute. Because you forget as they get older, too. Just like, oh, they were so sweet and, like, quiet.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So what are some of the biggest challenges? I mean, besides, like, so I guess really running a business, not going back to teaching yet. Like, what are some of the challenges that you've come up against?
I guess, like, I feel very fortunate to have been able to extend my maternity leave from teaching. And I know my place of employment will hold my job for 2 years. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, I mean, obviously, like, my fitness business, being an entrepreneur, that is definitely my passion. That's, like, my passion business. And I would love nothing more than to just be able to do it full time, 100%. And it is full time work. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like before the baby was born, I was definitely balancing two full time jobs. So now, like, I only have one. It's not as secure as the teaching position, you know, because you never know, and it's all on me. But I feel like a challenge is I'm putting all this pressure on myself to, like, maximize the time that I'm home to really focus on building my business. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot. Like, I try to crank out as much work as I can during nap times, but you know, like, naps, they're getting better, but they can be really unpredictable, especially those first 6 months. Mm-hmm. And a nap in the early days could have ranged anywhere from 27 minutes to 2 hours. So on days that I really had, like, strict deadlines and needed the time and I didn't always have it, that was challenging. So
That's so hard. I remember a friend of mine, she had her son's a little over one, but same thing. She was trying to get a new business off the ground. She had these certain deadlines and just one day he just wouldn't nap. And she's like, my husband came home and I was just crying. She's like, I'm not mad at him for not napping, but I had to get this done. And it was the only time I had. And I think that is such a common, I mean, not that everyone is entrepreneurs, but we all have some sort of deadlines or things that whether even it's if you're trying to sleep, you know, when someone's trying to take a nap, it's like, it's something that's important to our needs in that moment. And that's so hard.
Yeah, it definitely is. I do also feel fortunate that I have family nearby. I've got my parents and my in-laws, like, 5 minutes away in different directions. Yeah. So I'm not trying to do it all myself. Like, I definitely reach some days I do, but days like today, right now, being interviewed by you, like, I definitely call for help. I call for support when I need it, whether it's because I have to take a meeting or I have a project I absolutely have to get done. Or even if it's, like, a little bit of self-care for me, an appointment like pelvic floor PT, which I'm still continuing to see, a massage therapist, my chiropractor, who I saw while I was pregnant, I'm continuing that. So some self-care I've given up, like, I'm not getting my hair done as much, unfortunately, but the things that I feel like, you know, I really want to take care of myself physically, I am making that happen.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's huge. I remember us talking about this, you know, before you had the baby and you asked me, you know, like, what is one thing that I should do, you know, going into this? And I was like, ask for help. And And has it been easy for you or has it been hard? Because, I mean, I still have a hard time asking for help.
I got to say, like, I don't hesitate to ask. I really don't.
That's awesome.
And at least, like, being that it's Weston's grandparents, like, I know that they are overjoyed to spend that time with him and they want to. So I don't feel bad and I don't hesitate to ask for help. And that would be definitely advice that I would pass on to new moms or even veteran moms out there. Cause I know, like, I want to continue to grow my family and have more children and it's not going to get any easier.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah. So do you still plan going to go back to teaching?
As of now, definitely. Yes. So this school year, like 2023 to 2024, I'm taking off the whole year.
Yep.
And I recently just extended it into next year for first semester. So as of now, I won't be going back till January 2025. And if I'm able to extend it again, I will.
Okay.
It comes down to finances. Like, to give up my full-time income, a salary, like, that's that's scary. It is scary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
That's really another challenge too, just trying to be careful with our spending and saving and managing money so that I'm able to stay home.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you look back to before you had Weston, like, would you ever think that you would have extended your teaching, or was it like you got in the moment and were like, I need to be home more?
I hoped to. My plan originally was to just take off one semester. So I was going to go back in January, and kind of going into it, I didn't know how I was going to be. Cause like you hear about some moms who are like, oh, like I have to stay home with my babies and I just can't go back. And then you hear about other moms who are like, I'm a better mom when I'm working. Like I like that time being away at the office with adults, like a little separation. I didn't really know how I was going to be because I like working. I've always liked working.
Yeah.
So I will say though, like literally the first week that I had Weston home, I was like, how am I going to go back to school? I can't go back to school. Like, and I knew like I didn't have to bring him to daycare. Like my parents said they would babysit. Right. So I didn't have to worry about that. But like something inside me just, I felt like a pull, like, no, like I have to be home. I want to be the one taking care of him and spending all day with him and getting to witness the milestones for myself day in and day out. And not to say, and I think probably a lot of moms are like this, like not to say that other people aren't capable of taking care of a baby, but like,
right,
no one can do it like I can, you know, like I think all moms probably feel that way. Like, no, it's, I'm going to do it the best.
Like, Yeah. No, I totally feel that. Yeah, I get where you're coming from. I think it's hard. I mean, I think you also like have a nice balance though, because you do have your other business. So it's not like you're just home, totally. Which is, I mean, some people love to just be home and not work, you know, and I think that's, you know, obviously being a mom is a full-time
Absolutely.
Job for totally. Sure. But yeah, I think like, do you feel like it's a good balance having that fitness business as well to still be able to do something that you're passionate about past motherhood?
Absolutely. It definitely is a very good balance. Some days are stressful. Like I was saying, like some days it is tough, but I love it. It's nice, like being an entrepreneur and being my own boss. Like I can make my own hours. I decide when I want to work. And for the last couple nights, although not ideal, like I've been working after I put the baby to bed at night. Like I've got him on a schedule where he goes down around 6:30 PM and I have to just like hang out with my husband and watch TV and all that. But like, you know, if push comes to shove, if I have to be on my computer working at 7 or 8 o'clock, like I have that ability and I can do that. So,
Yeah. That flexibility is so nice. I always found like being able to be in charge of my own schedule always helped. Sometimes it can be hard though, because you do have to push that to the side, you know, sometimes and be like, no, I can't do this right now. But it is helpful to be able to make those own hours and be in charge of, you know, your own business.
Yeah.
For sure. That's great. Well, I'm so happy for you. I mean, I feel like you're killing it. I love seeing your videos. I love seeing everything about Weston and everything. Where do you see yourself? I mean, I know right now you're kind of like in limbo with teaching and whatnot, but
I know. Honestly, like my postpartum recovery, I will say, like, although I am a fitness instructor, I really took my time getting back into fitness. I gave it probably a solid like 8 weeks before I started trying to work out again. And even when I did start working out, like I took it very slow. I pivoted away from some of the things I was accustomed to doing and gently eased my way back in. Currently, I'm in a place where I feel like I'm back, coming back full strength, and I feel really great. I am still nursing too. So that's also like a consideration just in terms of like fitness and the workouts I'm doing. I am like conscious of the fact that I'm breastfeeding, and along with that comes, you know, just different things with your body.
Yeah.
But definitely my goal, like full transparency, my goal is to like get back into top shape like I was before pregnancy and then get pregnant again, because I really would like to do that soon.
Yeah.
I'm 37 years old and I do see myself having a couple more kids. So I know, like, I don't really want to waste too much time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
We'll see. We'll see.
I love that. I'm so excited for you. So any advice you have for new moms out there besides asking for help, what would you say?
Just take care of yourself, whether you're pregnant, postpartum, or a veteran mom. Try to, like, find pockets of time to take care of yourself. It could mean, like, a doctor's appointment. Like, don't miss your doctor's appointments, you know, or it could mean a massage or getting your nails done, or even, like, if you can't go out to meet a friend for a cup of coffee or a walk, like, have them come over to your house, or go out for a walk with them and bring the baby. But just, like, find pockets of time each day to do something for yourself. And early in those postpartum days, like, the first couple of weeks, for me, that meant even, like, just taking a shower every day. Like, I just wanted time to take a shower once a day to feel human. So.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So I saw that you are now offering postpartum fitness programs, right?
Prenatal.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about those.
Yeah. So I have basically, I designed a workout program for moms who are expecting, and it's a combination of body strength workouts and also the flexibility and mobility pieces of it.
Awesome.
And it's all about, like, moving your body intentionally while pregnant, like being aware of your changing body. Cause as the months progress, as the trimesters progress, like, your body changes and you're not going to be able to do things that you once were able to. So the workouts, there's upper body, full body, lower body, core, and then kind of like yoga, breath work, and flexibility, mobility. So it includes, it covers all three trimesters, and there's like 4 to 5 workouts per week.
Okay. That sounds amazing. That's so fun. Were you so excited to do that after you went through your own pregnancy journey?
Yes, definitely. I hope it helps other moms. And from what I hear, the feedback that I'm receiving from moms who've started the program, like, they have all great things to say. So I'm really glad that it's working for them. And so much, like, just going through it all and everything I had learned from my team that I worked with, like my pelvic floor PT, like being able to incorporate all that into my program to, like, pass on the knowledge and share it with other people is just great. I'm happy to have the platform to do so.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you going to eventually do a postpartum one as well?
It's on my radar. One thing that I'm kind of hesitant about doing that is that everyone's postpartum journey is so different.
Yeah. Yeah. And your stuff is online. It's virtual. So you don't know. Yes.
It's not one-on-one. You know, depending on the birth you had or whether you had a C-section or not, like, there's just so many things. So it's on my radar. I'd like to. I just know it can't be one size fits all. So,
Right. Yeah. That's a tough one. Mm-hmm. So you waited 8 weeks, you said. Do you have, like, could it be like a starter program or something where, like, to ease your way back into fitness, or still that couldn't be, like,
I think sweeter? So. You know what? It's funny that you say that, actually. Being that I did go through pregnancy and postpartum, and, like, it's all on camera for, you know, the classes that I taught, I've had other moms who are members of mine who recently had a baby, and they're like, you know, it helps that you went through it, because they just, for their postpartum workout journey, they just picked up from where I picked up. Mm-hmm. So for me, like, in the early days coming back to my business, it was more walking, less cycling, like low intensity, low impact workouts. So although I don't have, like, a postpartum program, I think other moms are able to kind of, like, mirror their journey based on what I did.
Right. Yeah. I love that.
Low and slow. Like,
yes.
You know?
Yes.
There's so much to adjust to after having a baby. Like, even I still struggle to find, like, a good supportive sports bra. It was a battle during pregnancy, and now those, like, postpartum boobs and nursing boobs, like, different.
Yeah, you just feel foreign. It's not the same body. Yeah, I totally understand that. I mean, I do feel like you have a little bit for everyone, though, just like you were saying, because you did film your journey coming back, you know, into fitness from having a baby. So everyone out there listening today, if you don't know who Britt is, so she offers online fitness. Do you still do cycling, right? I know you've been running now.
So we've got cycling workouts, we've got treadmill workouts, body strength, HIIT, and flexibility mobility.
Yeah, it's really, really great. And it's all right from your home. So if you feel like you don't have time to get to the gym, it is great. And that could be your self-care also. Yes.
Totally. And I will say, like, I know a lot of moms out there, they're trying to do the nap time hustle, like, got to get in my workout while the baby's sleeping. And I completely respect that. And I love the days that it works out where Weston's sleeping when I'm trying to work out. But I also love it when he's awake so that he can see me working out. He gets to see that lifestyle and he doesn't know it yet, but like he's seeing like healthy habits right from the start. And it's just like fun for me to have him down there, you know, like my own little workout buddy. It's really cool.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think a nap time workout is great because you don't have to think about anything, but it is also nice. I used to work out and Gray would eat her breakfast and I'd be like off. You know, I would be listening to Wheels on the Bus music. Like, my husband would come down and be like, how do you work out to this? But she would watch me while she ate her breakfast and I would do like a 20 to 30 minute workout at home. And that's all I had time for then. Yeah. But it still was amazing. And then we would walk a lot, of course, together in the stroller. But yeah, you're right. I mean, it does show them that like, all right, mommy's health is important too. And you know, she'll just watch me work out. You know, this is when your kids start doing squats by the time they're two years old because they're watching you. Yeah.
I will say too, like growing up when I was a kid, I remember seeing my parents work out. My dad worked out from home. I remember hanging out in the basement while he'd be lifting. My mom for a while was a fitness instructor and I'd see her practicing her aerobics routines. And sometimes I would go when she'd be teaching class, I'd like sit there and watch. So and now, like, look at me. Like, I own a fitness business. So I definitely feel like what I saw as a kid, it has to have had an impact on me today, right?
Oh, that's so funny. I did not know your mom was a fitness instructor.
Oh, yeah, the 90s, like the thong unitard.
Stop it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
No, I had no idea. That's so cool. I don't remember my mom. My mom walked a ton. I don't remember her like lifting weights or anything like that. My dad was a runner and all of my family is runners now. So I guess we did follow a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Healthy habits. Like,
yeah,
we had the role models and it's a continuation.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so true. I mean, I firmly believe that, you know, our kids are watching us more than listening to what we're saying. They're observing what we're doing and they copy that. So yeah, that's huge. Yep. Well, yeah. So thank you so much, Britt. So do you have anything else to tell the audience today?
I can tell you a secret.
What? I would love to hear a secret.
I know. Well, like I said, being home, I'm really trying to like level up my business and everything and taking advantage of whatever I can. So I know, you know, like I recently built a new website to give my users, my members a better experience. But coming soon, I have my own app being developed.
Stop.
There's going to be a Britt Dietz Fitness app where members will be able to join live classes and access all the on-demand videos and everything right from the app.
So, wow. When is that coming?
We literally just signed the contract last night.
Oh, my God.
Hopefully 4 to 6 weeks, but nobody knows. Just my husband. He's the only one who knows.
So. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited for that.
Thank you.
Wow. You really are leveling up. I love it.
Trying.
That's awesome. So now everyone will have access right from their phone, right from the app, can get everything through there.
Everything. Yep.
Wow. I saw your new website too. It looks amazing.
Thank you. That was also a project. Like sometimes being an entrepreneur, we have to be lean in certain areas. And I did interview some webmasters to talk about having it built out for me. But at the end of the day, I just like grinded and figured it out myself. And now I know how to build a website.
Yeah. So. I've done that. Yeah. It's very cool though to learn that stuff. I mean, I know people are professionals and do amazing jobs, but you're right. Sometimes you do have to kind of pick and choose where you're putting your money in. It takes a longer time for us to learn it, but it's still It can be done. Yeah.
Yep. It can be done. I was learning it. Had to learn as I went in some cases, or Google a quick video to see how to do it. But I got to say, I use Squarespace to kind of host my website. And man, they make it user friendly. Like it is pretty intuitive. And once I kind of got the hang of it, it
wasn't so bad. But... I've used Squarespace before. They're great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very pretty. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that is so exciting. I'm so excited for you. Very cool.
I'm not building the app for myself.
I was going
to. I'm hiring someone to do that.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing to take on. I wouldn't even know where to start with that.
Nope.
Yeah. Well, very cool. Well, I'm so happy for you in all aspects of life, as a mom, as an entrepreneur, all that stuff. So, we have to collab again soon because – A lot has changed in your life. So yeah, new things.
Yep. I know. I can't believe our last interview was probably about 9-10 months ago. And
I was thinking that because he was born in September. When was he born?
August.
Okay. Yeah. So I can't believe that. Oh my gosh.
Time is a thief. It's crazy. It feels like we were just sitting doing this, but it's been longer than I realized. So
yeah, it has. Well, we will get together soon.
Sounds great. Thank you, Megan.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it.
All right.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.